Hello and welcome, everybody. My name is Peter Hanusiak, and I have to say that I do travel quite often, but I've never been in Denmark before. I'm sort of a very weird traveler. I never care about the cities and the landscapes and the historical buildings. I care about the people and how they behave, if they are friendly, if they are happy. And the Danish people are awesome so far, so I'm very glad to be here. The topic for this presentation is, do you really need the mobile CRM? And this is actually a question that you should be able to answer yourself within the next 1 hour and 15 minutes. I come from a marketing perspective, so this presentation won't be very techy. And when you are doing marketing some 1 or 2 years or 3 years ago, it was all about social media. So if you were running marketing in a company, you had to have corporate accounts in Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Flickr, YouTube, Reddit, and other social medias. And I have to say that a lot of people were disappointed with social media because the social media promised very high revenues with very low effort. But what the companies were doing, they were just posting some status updates. They were no different than the other companies. They didn't provide any value on social media. And so ultimately, they failed. And instead of providing a very high return on very low effort, they ended up spending a lot of effort with almost no income or no revenue. So I believe that the social media was quite a big bubble, and it all accumulated with a company called Facebook. And the Facebook went IPO, so it went public on May 18th this year. And over the course of 4 months, it lost over half of its value. So these charts demonstrate that the social media was a bubble, because Facebook, such a huge giant, it was almost compared to companies such as Microsoft or Apple, and it just ended up this way. And now we have the smartphones and tablets on the market. Everybody's just obsessed with this new technology, and the people are legitimately asking the same question. Is it going to be a same bubble? Is it something that's going to last, or is it something that's going to disappear? I can say that the technologies, no matter whether it's software or hardware, it's moving in some sort of a direction. The adoption rate usually starts in US, then it moves to the Western Europe, who tends to follow very quickly. Then it goes to Japan, and from the Japan, it just spreads all over the world, including China, Africa, Eastern Europe, Brazil, and other countries. I'm talking now about the adoption rate. So, of course, the release date of the technologies is almost the same throughout the world. But since the people start to use the technology, it just takes some time. And the US tends to be an early adopter. In terms of smartphones and tablets, it's already happening in the US that a lot of people and even the businesses are switching their PCs and laptops, and they are using the smartphones and tablets instead. And it's already moving into Western Europe as well. What's the advantage of a smartphone and tablet? There are plenty of. I'm going to mention some later on as well. But you have a very thin device that doesn't have to be plugged in the electricity. You can navigate easily with the finger, even when you are walking. It can last hours or even days without the charging. And you can just switch it on and switch it off in a matter of 1 second. There was a very nice research conducted in the US, and some scientists took a lot of young people, students, and they gave them just a very simple task, to live without the technology for 24 hours. So they was asked to not to use the MP3 players, the smartphones, the tablets, the laptops and PCs and so on. And the results of this research were quite interesting. What happened is that plenty of these young people just didn't make it. They couldn't live without the technologies, even for the amount of 1 day, which is very interesting. And then there was another group of people, and these people described their whole day as they were really anxious, nervous, stressed, unhappy. They felt insecure without their smartphones and technologies and so on. You know, you have some patients or soldiers or some people that are injured. When they have injured arm or a leg, the doctors often need to cut it off. And these people are intelligent, so they do not lose the intelligence. So after the surgery, they know that their arm is missing, but sometimes they have a condition called a phantom limb, and they still have a feeling that their hand is still there, and they can sense the movement and everything. And the same happened with a lot of students. They knew they do not have their smartphones with them, but they just had a feeling that it's with them still there. They knew that they do not have it in the pocket, but they had a feeling that some text just came and the cell phone is ringing in their pocket. So this is very interesting. What I want to say is that the technology, and especially smartphones, became a central part of lives of many people. Here is another chart that compares the shipment of the PCs and laptops versus the smartphones and the tablets. As you can see already in 2010, which was 2 years ago, the smartphones and tablets outsold the PCs and the laptops, which is very interesting. And as we move towards the future, the difference between smartphones and tablets and the PCs and laptops even increases. The last line is year 2013, which is coming in just 2 months, and the difference is just huge. You can see the amount of smartphones and tablets is not decreasing. It's slightly increasing over time, but it seems that it will stay steady in the near future. And instead, the smartphones and tablets are just booming. Here is another chart which shows the shipment of electronic devices. At the bottom, you can see some MP3 players, digital cameras, and other single-function devices. And the amount of shipment of these devices, you can see, is slightly decreasing over time. And it's at the cost of the tablets, which are increasing, and smartphones, which are just booming. When you can take a look at the last line, it's year 2015. In this year, there's going to be 1 billion of smartphones shipped throughout the world. That's not the number of a total amount of smartphones. It's just the amount of the shipped devices in the year 2015. So 1 billion, that's a huge number. So I prepared the three numbers for you. This is how the world in 2016 will look like. 7.3 billion, 10 billion, and 130. I'm pretty sure a lot of you can guess what is the first number. The first number is the amount of people in this world. So there's going to be 7.3 billion people in just 3 or 4 years. 10 billion, there's going to be 10 billion of smartphones and tablets, so even and e-book readers. So actually, there's going to be a lot more devices than the people itself. This is very interesting. And I'm pretty sure nobody could guess the what is the last number. 130, I have just hidden it, is the total amount of traffic that's going to be transferred throughout the world in 2016, so for the whole year. 1 exabyte is a number that you can very hardly imagine. 1 exabyte is 1 billion, so 1 and 9 zeros of gigabytes of data. And you get 130 of these exabytes. I was thinking how to demonstrate this number. So if you take just all this traffic that's going to be transferred throughout 2016, and I can say that the majority of this traffic will be generated by smartphones and tablets. And if you take this traffic, you burn it onto the CDs. Remember, one CD has 700 megabytes, so it can carry a lot of pictures, a lot of music, a lot of website visits, a lot of emails. So if you burn it onto the cities and you put it close to each other, but not in this line, but in this line, so very close to each other, one city is very thin, this line would go around the Earth, but more than 5 times. So that's just a huge amount of data that's going to be transferred, and it's going to happen just in 3 or 4 years. So this is the future, and you have two options to choose from. Either you can wait and see what will happen, or you can start preparing for the future already now. So what is actually a smartphone? On the picture you can see Lumia 800, which is a very nice device running on a Windows Phone platform. A smartphone is just a regular telephone, so you can place the phone calls, but also additionally you can text, so send text messages. It's also a watch, and you can see a lot of young people aren't carrying the watches anymore because they call a watch only a single function device. It can only display a time. But this is not true. The watch can also display a date, so it has two functions. With your smartphone, you have also a calendar, so you can schedule your meetings, plan your day, week, month, your business trips, and so on, and you don't need to carry a paper around with you. Smartphone is also a sort of a laptop or a PC. You can do many tasks with your smartphone, like you can send emails, you can watch websites, you can write blogs, you can edit audio in the app stores and Windows phone marketplaces and Google Play markets. You get just more than millions of apps that you can make use of. It's also radio, so with smartphone you can tune into some frequency and listen to the music or the channel that you like. It's also MP3 player, so you can listen to any kind of audio format. It's a digital camera, and in fact, the new smartphones can make very pretty pictures that has even better quality than very cheap cameras that you can buy. So no matter that the amount of digital cameras is decreasing over time because the smartphones are replacing them. In the smartphone you have also video cameras, and if you are watching YouTube you can see that plenty of new movies are taken by kids, young people or anybody with their smartphones. So while they are skiing or at the party, or they just camera themselves when they are teaching something and they are posting the videos everywhere. It's a compass, so you can see north, south, east, west. It's a smartphone is a GPS device, so you can find your route to your end place, so we can navigate you somewhere. It's a credit card, and actually I was doing all my payments with internet banking with my PC. But when I switch to smartphone, I figure out it's very easy to do. You can make any payment, you can pay an invoice within a couple of seconds and anywhere you go. So, and lastly, a DVD player. Actually, yeah, that's obvious that a smartphone is not the DVD player. But what I mean by this picture is that with smartphone you can watch any kinds of movies or even the television. And you can see a lot of kids or people. They are standing on the bus stops, or they are traveling by buses and trains, or they are inside the hotels or waiting for somebody. They are watching their movies with their smartphones. So you got all these things, and they can be replaced by a single device. The smartphones are not cheap. They can cost 300, 400, 500, even 900 euros. I'm not sure about the price in crowns. Sorry, I'm very bad at maths. And so we can replace these devices with a single device that you can, or partially at least replace some of them. You cannot fully replace a computer, for instance, but you can put it just into your pocket and you can carry it everywhere with you. So these are the hardware improvements in the smartphones. This used to be a top-level device. Some two and a half years ago, iPhone 3GS with 600 megahertz of processing power. And just these days, I'm not sure whether yesterday, today, or tomorrow, The LG Optimus G is being released, and it's gonna have 1.5 gigahertz of quad-core processing power, so it will have four processors. If you multiply it, you get 1.5 times 4, 6,000 megahertz of processing power, so it's 10 times more than we had 2 or 2.5 years ago. And this is just the processing power. You can see also the RAM has increased, also storage capacity. If you're thinking about the mobile internet, we used to have edge connection, then 2G, 3G, now we have 4G, and the Apple is already planning to launch a satellite mobile internet connection throughout the whole world, so we'll see what happens. Also, you have improvements in terms of the displays, so the ratio of the pixels has just tremendously increased. You have much more applications to choose from than you had before, and you can expect this amount of improvement even more in the future. So some experts believe that the smartphones and the tablets is just another bubble that will vanish very soon. But there are far more experts that predict that this whole century is going to be around the smartphones and tablets as a sort of intelligent devices you can carry with a huge processing power. You have more and more things that are connected to internet. So you have intelligent fridges already that can order food. You got intelligent houses that can change the temperature, wake you up, or turn on the TV. You got intelligent cars that are connected to internet. So more and more things are going to be in the future connected to an internet. And people or some experts believe that the smartphones will play a key role in this, as you will administer and control all these devices with just a single one that you can will carry with you. So smartphones for personal use, people do have lots of needs, and luckily by fulfilling their own needs, they are very often fulfilling the needs of the others. And a lot of these needs can be fulfilled with the smartphone. So with the smartphone, you can be creative, you can write blogs, or you can do whatever you want. Some people tend to be more confident if they have a better smartphone. For instance, iPhone 5 users tend to be really confident, even more overconfident. Curiosity, you can solve problems, you have lots of facts and information everywhere with you. There's two times creativity, sorry for that. You can cooperate with others, you can assign tasks to your colleagues or friends and so on. You can build relationships by calling your grandma or texting your girlfriend or staying in the social media. Lots of people feel more secure and safer when they do have their cell phones. Imagine you travel somewhere, you do not know the place, and you have a safer feeling that you can call somebody if something happens, or you have your maps available, or whatever. And of course, fun and entertainment. Now, smartphones for business is all about having critical information everywhere with you, so at the right time and right place. If you think in terms of companies, they tend to gather all sorts of data, and either they put it on the paper or they use some kind of software, for instance, dynamic CRM. So you got administrative workers, you got some people doing back office, paperwork, you got accountants, and they are filling the databases with some data. But what's the use of this data? The use is to make relationships with customers, to be able to sell them something, and to make a connection. So what's the use of this data if you cannot use it to make more revenues? And the revenues are being always created by the salespeople who are visiting the customers. Actually, there was a research done by Nucleus research company, which is, I think, in top 5 research companies in US. And they did a study, how much does a mobile CRM increase the effectivity of the sales reps, and the findings were that increases on average by 25%. So will it impact you if you can increase the effectivity of your sales reps by 25%? I think it does, because the sales reps are those people who are bringing the revenues to our companies. Something very little about my company where I work. Resco was founded in 1999, and so we are 13 years on the market. And since the beginning, we were focusing solely on mobile technologies. It might seem that 13 years is not a long time, but in terms of smartphones, 13 years ago, the smartphones were just in their beginning. So there were, I can say, not a lot of companies that were doing some softwares for the smartphones. We have right now a sort of a two branches. We have Resco Mobile CRM, which is a client for Dynamics CRM. And then we have tools for mobile developers. And these tools for mobile developers are being used to code the mobile enterprise applications. These are some of the customers. So these are the companies that have built their own mobile enterprise applications. And since we provide them with the tools for coding, we had to support them. So we have often seen their source codes, how the mobile apps are built, in what scenarios are the mobile apps being used in enterprises. We help them, so we have pretty much big experience with coding mobile apps. And for instance, I can mention logistics industry. We have UPS, DHL, FedEx, US Post, German Post, Danish Post as well, for instance. So we have used all this experience with mobile development to create Resco Mobile CRM, which is a client for Dynamics CRM servers. It looks like this. On the left side, you can see the list of the tabs or entities, but not just the entities. You got all sorts of things there, a setup screen, about. You got a map and so on, tour plan. In the second column, you can see a view. So for instance, in the first column, you select an account. In the second column, you can see a list of the accounts. You just select an account. And in the third column, you get the forms. So either associated forms. So let's say if you select account, you can see associated contacts, associated orders, or activities. Or you can see fields. They are separated into tabs that belong to this account. A lot of our partners and customers tend to ask me at the beginning, OK, but why doesn't your Resco Mobile CRM application look like something like this? This is a Internet Explorer client for Dynamics CRM. And it's very effective if you are using it in laptop or PC, but it's not really effective when you want to use it in smartphone or a tablet. Imagine you have a smartphone and you are viewing a website that is not optimized for mobile devices. You have to zoom in, zoom out. You have to click. Sometimes you click badly. So this would be an experience if you bring this to a smartphone or a tablet. And there are mainly three reasons that I came up with why we designed the Resco Mobile CRM in this way. The first reason is that the mobile users usually do not need an access to so much data as the desktop users. They are out there in the field doing their work, and they need to stay effective. We have an experience of our customers. They often need just, for instance, to update an orders. The other customer needs just an access to accounts, contacts, and invoices. The third one is doing some survey, so he needs to go through some checkpoints. Okay, done, 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 done. This is different customer, so I have different checkpoints. So you have some scenarios. But of course, you can put as much as functionality as you want. The second reason is that you are navigating or controlling the app with your finger. When you're on your PC or desktop, you are using mouse. So it's very easy to click on checkbox. It's very easy to select a very narrow row. You have a lot of buttons. That's totally OK. But you have to think that the mobile application is always navigating through the finger. So all the buttons, all the rows needs to be a little bit more wider. And the third and the last reason is that, of course, the screen is much smaller. So you just cannot put as much information as you put on a PC application into the mobile application. And that's what a lot of new desktop developers that tend to develop a mobile apps, they tend to forget. They are just placing little things, and then it's very hard to navigate such application. RESCO Mobile CRM solution, it's an online-offline client. I'm going to explain the difference between these two later on. For Dynamic CRM, we support online and on-premise servers, both 4.0 and 2011. So that's pretty much all of the Dynamic CRM servers nowadays. And the solution comes in three parts. We provide mobile applications for various platforms, mobile platforms. And then we have, of course, customization tools. So we have Woodford, which I'm going to demo you in a second. And we have a studio for more advanced customizations when you can get also source code of the application. That's especially needed for very large clients that need some heavy-duty customizations. You need the source code. So we can use either Woodford or Studio or combination of both. We support following mobile platforms. The first one is the iOS. And I have to say it's by far the most popular platform among our customers. But also the Windows 8 platform seems to be very promising. A lot of customers are asking about it. Then we have also Android, so whether you have Android smartphone or tablet, it's okay. And Windows Phone, Windows Mobile, and Windows 7 Slate or tablet. The majority of our customers are using the versions for the tablets. When I compare the ratio, it's 90 to 10 between the tablets and the smartphones. It's because you have a larger screen, you have a larger keyboard, so it's much easier when you are out there in the field to type in something and to navigate. And also in our tablet version, you can see three rows, but in the smartphone, you always see one row. So you will see entities, you click, it will take you to a second column, and this way. The functionality is the same, but it doesn't have a three-column layout. Instead, it has one. Demo. Okay, I'm going to switch to my device. Hopefully, it will work. So this is how it looks like. Some people and some companies tend to think at the beginning that mobile applications are very hard to use, they are lousy, and they are slow. So let's say I'm visiting a customer, and this customer is in my database as a lead. And after this visit, it was successful, and I want to convert. Firstly, I want to find this lead among all the leads I have. And I want to convert it to the account, contact, and opportunity. So I'm going to select the leads. This is a demo database, so I do not have a lot of. I'm going to use a search. So I'm going to search for Stephanie. As you can see, the search is instant. I have a very low database in here, but it's very fast, even if you have tens, hundreds, or even thousands of records. So I'm going to select this lead. Oh, I'm sorry, this lead is disqualified. I'm going to pick another one. For instance, Scott. And at the top right corner, you have an action button where you can qualify, disqualify. You hit the qualify, and you can open or create a new account. Let's say contact, opportunity. And you can also open these entities at the same time. So I'm in the field. Actually, I wanted to do a demo by holding an iPad and walking to show you how it works. But my iPad, I forget, it's going to be connected by cable. So I'm not able to do it. But I can show you quickly how it looks like. I'm going to go to leads. I'm going to go find Scott. I'm going to open, qualify, hit save. And I got the opportunity created. And below it, you will find the contact and account, and you can fill in some more information, of course. So it's even quicker than if you are using a standard mouse, PC, and desktop. It's very easy to use, and it's very fast at the same time. I'm going to close these. And so you can download the free application. We got the applications on the App Stores, Google Play Market, Windows Phone Marketplace, and you can also download our apps from the App Store. What you can see, all these steps are available on our free application. So you do not have to pay anything. You can just download them, sync with your CRM server, and you are ready to go. And we only charge if you want to make some customizations. If you want to add your own custom entities, custom fields, redesign the application, and so on. But as long as you are happy with the free application, you can use it for unlimited amount of time. So when you download the app, you want to go to over there. There's just a twisted arrow, and you will just fill in your dynamic CRM URL and your standard login credentials. And the application is working without any middleware or server components. It uses the dynamic CRM web services. So you basically, you download the free app, you connect it to your server, and it's going to download your data, and you're ready to go. That's all you need to do. The application is running in two modes. At the top left corner, you can see a button that you can switch. So this is an offline mode, and you can switch it to online mode. It's the same application, same functionality, same user interface. But in online mode, you are accessing the real-time data from the server. So it takes some time, depending on your mobile internet connection. But everything you see is freshly downloaded from the server. I'm not sure about the speed of the internet connection here. Yeah, so it takes some time, but it's loaded. So this is the fresh data downloaded just right now from the server in the US. And also, all the changes that you make in online mode will be instantly reflected on the server, so everybody has access to it. But as you know, you have a sales reps that sometimes go abroad, or they are inside the buildings or in some places without mobile internet connection available, or they do not have mobile internet connection. You can switch to offline mode, and the application is storing also the data in the local database of the device. So even without mobile internet connection, your sales reps will be able to see the records and all the entities. They can also make the changes. And once they do have a mobile internet connection, they can just synchronize it with the same button. It can run in the background, or you can see a pop-up window. And all the new changes will be pushed to the server and downloaded to the server back. The synchronization is incremental, so only new changes are downloaded and uploaded. It's not like you transfer the whole database upon each synchronization. In offline mode, that's what our customers are using most of the time. The application is running totally smoothly. So you tap and you get the records right away. You don't need to wait. And what's another advantage? You don't have a pop-up window, so when you open an account, you have a pop-up window, just like you have in Internet Explorer. You have everything neatly organized, and you all the time know where you are. I can see I'm in the accounts, I got selected accounts, and then I can see some more data. So the sales reps, as far as I see, they tend to start the day by going into tour plan. And in the tour plan, you get several views at the bottom, agenda, day view, week view, and month view. And here you can see your scheduled appointment activities on a map. So I'm starting my day. I check out the tour plan. I can see at 10 o'clock, I got a visit from Harvard Corporation. At 2 p.m., I got price discussion, and so on. Of course, you can open an appointment to see the fields related to this appointment. And you can, of course, redesign or put your own custom field and do whatever you want with our tools. You can also switch to a week view, where you can see your weekly appointments. This is something that is not available on the server. It's just our tools that create this sort of a map where they place an appointment on such a timeline. In our next release, which is coming in December, you will be also able to put service activities in the tour plan and all sorts of other activities as well. Currently, we are working with the appointments. In a month view with the dots, you can see one, two, that at that day I got some appointments planned. And you can also very easily create a new appointment. Let's say I'm having a call from a customer and he's asking, hey, I want you to visit me because I have an urgent case, you need to help me out. Are you free on Friday at 2 p.m., let's say? I'm going to go to tour plan, big view, and Friday at 2 p.m., I'm going to place my finger. I can place wherever, and I can navigate throughout the map, so Friday 2 p.m., release it, and then I'll just put some more info about the appointment after the call. So, for instance, I'm going to click this is regarding, I'm going to tab on the eye, and this is a lookup view, but you can select is regarding, for instance, opportunity, and I'm going to select this opportunity. I'm going to place a subject, price, discussion, and you can put some more info. For instance, you can also change the time. For instance, this is going to take not 1 hour, but just 45 minutes. And you can also set the priority and so on, or you can put whatever fields you want in here. I'm going to save and it's going to appear in my calendar. Okay. We also do have dashboards. In the dashboards, you can place any type of bar, column, or pie chart. So you can check out what sort of customers are important for you. If you are reaching your limits for this month, as you can see, I got lots of opportunities, for instance, this month. Or you can put a view here where you can see all your tasks in the dashboard. Or you can redesign it. You can put more cubes like this, 4x4 or even more. This is up to you. Or you can scroll between them. Another nice feature is the map. Oh, it found my location. No, it didn't. Okay, I think I'm inside the building and it didn't find my location, but my location is somewhere here. So this is how it looks like when you open a map. It zooms into your current location. My GPS is not working, so sorry for that. And on the map, you can see all your accounts, contacts, and leads. So, and you can use the search functionality at the top. So, for instance, I'm looking for Eva Koretz. So, I'm going to type Eva, and it's going to find me this account. And I can see some more info, or I can fill in some fields and so on, or I can prepare for a meeting. You can also filter the map to see all or just the accounts. Those are the red pins. Contacts are the green pins, and the leads are the yellow pins. This is the iOS 6, which was just recently launched. So it's using the Apple Maps. In all other mobile platforms, we are using Google Maps, and you can also use the navigation. So the map will show you an optimal route. I think we'll have this implemented with Apple Maps very soon, hopefully in the next release. Okay, so this was the map, and you have activities. You can use the search functionality with the plus sign. You can add easily a new activity, for instance, appointment, email, phone call, whatever. And you can also filter the activities. For instance, in the top, you can filter to see only appointments. I'm going to show all. Or you can filter, or you can put your own views, design your views. Or you can sort or due date according to, and so on. The next feature is, of course, I have showed you, this one is disqualified, this one is not qualified. So we can qualify lead with certain reason. You can also do this something very similar with opportunity. You can close it as won or lost. And of course, sometimes you have a field that is formatted. So for instance, you got a phone number, and you can call the number right away. But unfortunately, I'm using iPad, so iPad is not capable of placing phone calls. But you can set up to use a FaceTime or Skype instead. I think I have a FaceTime set up, so yeah, I'm just calling a number. But normally on the iPhone, it will just dial this number. And of course, after the call, the phone call activity is created, and you can put some more info. So yeah, the customer called, and we discuss this and this and that. And so you will have the activity recorded on your Dynamics CRM server as well. You can also send an email very easily. The emails are sent in the way that they are sent to a server, and then the server is sending the email, and it's being tracked as well. And if the customer has a website, this is a dummy website, it will take you to a website, and you can prepare for the meeting to check out the website of the customer. So when you select the record, at the bottom you got some associated entities. For instance, you can check that these contacts belong to this account, or you can check that this customer has these quotes, these orders. In a similar way, you can define to view invoices, activities, you can add opportunities, and so on. Moreover, when you go to edit, here you got all the fields related to the record you've selected. You can place as many tabs as you want, and you can rename those and put some fields related to that tab. So for instance, if you have financial fields, you will put them all in the financial tab. You will put the address on the address, and so on. Moreover, you are also capable of taking signature. Yeah, my handwriting is awful. Discord. So you can collect the signature from a customer who can sign a quote, sign an order, and so on. Or when you go to notes, you can also take a picture. Oh, where's my finger? You can take a picture and just attach it to any type of record capable of storing notes. Taking pictures is interesting for a lot of our customers, I can say. For instance, we had real agents that take a picture of the apartments and show them to the customers. Firstly, they show them the map. Here are the properties that we have. And so a customer choose, okay, I want this location. We got three flats, and here are the pictures of this flat, and so on. And then we have, for instance, field service technicians who take a picture and can attach it to some cases, so you have an evidence that the machine was broken, and so on. I'm just thinking what else I wanted to show you, but this is pretty much it. You can just download this app and connect it to your server and play with it. I'm gonna switch to my back to my presentation. This is another feature that we have. It's called GPS tracking, and it's very funny for some of our customers. It's basically you have an overview of on the map of the daily activities of mobile users. It's another way of controlling your employees. Standardly, this is disabled, but you can very easily enable this. As you can see, it's available only on the desktop. It's not available on the mobile part. What you can see is that, for instance, this employee went from over here. He created the phone call. Over there, he placed an email. He updated the account. He placed an order, and and so on. It's not like you can see a real-time position of your employees, like during the night, where are they sleeping and so on. You can only see where the activities or records are updated or created. So when somebody updates record, the device sends the GPS position and current time to server, and later on somebody with permission can check it out on the map. As you can, this is another way of control over the employees, but if you can think about it, the manager can watch the emails, he can check out the activities, and so on. So managers have a lot of access to control their employees anyways. So we have two customization tools. As you know, the dynamic CRM servers are very versatile and scalable. This means that even if you have, let's say, 5 users, you can go for dynamic CRM server, and you have assurance that if your company grows, you can grow with it, and you can totally customize it. The dynamic CRM servers fit any kinds of verticals. So if you are real estate, if you are construction, if you are, let's say, healthcare, the dynamic CRM will fit you. And of course, it's done in a way that you can always customize the server. So, but with the customization with the server, you often need to customize the mobile part as well. And we are using two tools. You can use either Woodford, which is a sort of a configurator, where you are using just the mouse to configure what you need. It's very simple, easy, but it will limit you if you want to go for some really heavy duty stuff. This is the case of large companies, and in that case you can use the Studio, and with the Studio you get source code and various tools in Visual Studio for data binding, synchronization, and so on. And if you want to use the Studio, you'll need .NET and C# developer. So this is how the Woodford looks like. And maybe I'll just show you very quickly what you can do with it. This is a standalone application called Woodford that you can use to connect to your server. So I just put there my online server URL and my login credentials. It's going to connect to a small solution file that resides on my server. So here I got mobile devices, so I can see all the mobile devices that were connected to my server. So I got mostly iPads. I can see user. Actually, I'm the only user of the server. You can also wipe out the data remotely from the device if it gets lost or stolen and customer has some sensitive data in it. You can wipe out it remotely. You can install localization. So for instance, standardly it will look like this, but you can add the Danish language very easily when you go to new and you pick a Danish language. It will be downloaded from the server, but not everything will be downloaded in Danish, so you will use English template for the rest of the custom fields, let's say, or there's some additional like setup, about, and so on. So when you go to Danish, then you can easily translate the rest of the fields that you need. So for instance, account will be changed to firma, accounts will be firmaer, and so, but you can change the about and the others into Danish if you will. I'm gonna not go through the rest because we do not have enough time, but in the mobile project you are managing the customizations. And you can very easily create a new customization. I'm gonna go for test campus day. So I'll give my customization name. I'm gonna set the priority. It's not important to say what it is, but I'm creating a customization against the dynamic CRM role. So I can make one customization for warehouse manager, the other one for CEO, the other one for sales reps. And if a person has a dynamic CRM role of system administrator, which is my case, this customization will be applied. test campus day. So I'm going to go to this customization. And here you can see all the list of all the entities that are stored on my server. Those that are faded are the entities that are on the server, but they are not available on the mobile device. And those that are highlighted are already available on my mobile device. But for instance, I do not need an invoice. Let's say I'm going to just disable it, save, and it's going to disappear from my device as well. One thing I need to do, I need to also, but I think the invoice was just associated. Yeah, you will also need to remove it from the home screen. So, but invoice is not here. It was just used in associated views. In a similar way, you can enable some custom entities. Let's say I need to use competitors. And you got some additional things that you can do. And I'm not going to show you this on competitor because it doesn't have a lot of fields in there and I do not have any data. But I'm going to show you it in the account because there I have some data. So first thing you need to do is you need to select the fields. Here we can see all the fields that are available on the server. And you can check which ones you need to use in the mobile device. So let's say I need the fax. I'm just going to enable and you got some additional permissions. Also, the permissions are taken from the server. So if a user doesn't have a permission to create the fax field or input a fax field, even if you click a create button, he won't be able to use it. So you can also place a formatting. So if a field is telephone number, you can fill it as number and it will have an action button so you can call. Same you can do with URL. It will take you to a website and so on. So you select your fields and I'm going to hit save. You can also set up a synchronization filter. Of course, sometimes you will have customers or even you are a customer with huge database of dynamic CRM data. And you will just sometimes need to limit what sort of data will be downloaded to your server. And it works in a similar way as you are used to in filters. So you will just add a condition. And let's say I need only accounts in my offline mode where the owner field equals current user. So in this case, only I will have access in offline mode only to accounts where I'm the owner of. Or in a similar way, you can limit to have only orders that are not older than 1 year and so on. I can say the biggest problem is not with the fields. It doesn't take too much data. The problem is with attachments. So if you have PDF files, pictures, and so on, you need to limit somehow not to have an access in offline mode. But of course, these synchronization filters are only for the local database of the device. In the online mode, you will still have access to all the records from your server. Discard the changes. You can design the views then. You can either import the views from the server, which I do not recommend because it will put plenty of fields which you do not need in the mobile device. So I rather suggest that you create a new view. Let's say I'm going to go accounts in RHAS. And I'm going to pick a template. The view is the second column in my application, if you remember. It's the column when you are picking the account. So the most important field is the account name. In order to pick an account, you need the name. And sometimes you need some additional fields. So you can very easily say you need a city and you need, for instance, country, region. Let's say you can also resize or do whatever you want. You can change the styles. And I'm going to also add a filter to this view. So similar way, I need in this view only accounts where city equals RHAS. Save and close. You can also edit searching, sorting, filtering options very easily. I'm going to save. So I've designed my view. And now I'm about to design my form. I'm going to go to edit form. And here we have the tabs. So that, if you remember, I was mentioning that
You can also create your own tabs, add, for instance, financial and so on. So let's very quickly add a new tab, and I'm gonna rename it financial. And when you open it, you can just drag and drop some fields. For instance, I don't need email in this. I don't need spacer. And instead, I need fax. I need so on. And these are only the fields that you have chosen. So these are not the old field, all the fields from the accounts, but only those that you have selected to be synchronized with your device. So in this way, you can very easily design your form. And of course, it will be also taken from dynamic CRM. So if a field is two option value, it will be a checkbox. Then it can, if it's a date, it will be a calendar, and so on. So you don't have to do this. I'm gonna save and close. Additionally, you can design your own charts. In the auditing, here we can set up the GPS tracking. So you want to capture a GPS position when the account is created, for instance, or you can mark all of these very easily. Ignore changes. The branding, we offer also, if you are a Dynamic CRM partner, you can also rebrand our solution, and you can also design your own startup screen, so you can sell it as, for instance, your company name, Mobile CRM Solution. It doesn't have to be Resco Mobile CRM. Activity feeds, I'm not gonna show you these, but these activity feeds are sort of a corporate Facebook where you can follow, for instance, opportunities, accounts, and contacts that are important for you. And then you will see a live update. So for instance, if one opportunity is important for you, you will see, okay, my colleague just changed some field, or he just added some things to it. So you will have a live access. And when you are sending emails, you don't have to put all the people from your company in the CC of the email. You can just follow what is important, and you will see a live feed. Here you can design the dashboard and home button. Now, imagine you have tens or hundreds mobile users in the field. Now you created the customization, and you're gonna just publish it onto the server. It's gonna connect now to a small solution file on my online server, and it's gonna push the customizations to it. This means that I have my app, and I'm located, you got sales reps all over the country, and they can just easily easily synchronize their device, and the iPad will connect to the server, it will find the customization, and it will know what functionality it should have, what's the change in the user interface, and so on. So it will reflect all the customizations you will make using the Woodford. It synchronizes the whole database because I have added some fields. And now when I go to accounts in Aarhus, and this is the view that I have designed. So I have put this filter to show the records only in Aarhus, and you can see the city name over there. And also maybe I can very quickly show you if I change the language to the Denmark, you can see not only the entities, but also the fields will be changed. As you can see, not all of these, so the rest will be have to rename manually. So for instance, tour plan and the other as well. So as you can see, you can very easily using the Woodford update your mobile sales reps, even if they are in the field. If you add some custom entity or custom field, you can just drag and drop it in them, and after the next synchronization, it will be available to them. Shift F5. Moreover, we offer also a studio, which is a more advanced customization tool. With the studio, you will get the source code, but also a data, user interface designers, and user interface, components. So it's not like you have a a huge pile of code, you will have some tools that will help you out. So you need a C# and .NET skilled developer. But what's the main advantage? Since we do tools for mobile development, we are using our own cross-platform tools. This means that you don't need Objective-C developer for iOS. You don't need a separate team of Java developers for Android and the C# and .NET developers for Microsoft technologies. You will just use one source code, and you can make any customizations, and it will be reflected on all these platforms that we support. And of course, with the source code, you get total independence. So if a customer wants to change the layout, you want to change the colors, add some buttons, and so on, you can do it. As you can see, it's not just the source code. This is a similar way you defined views in Woodford. You can do it with Studio. You can pick, you can design a form, or you can pick which fields you need. But additionally, you will have a source code. So if this is not enough, you can always write the lines for you. This is HTML5 customizations. We believe that the future of mobile apps is in HTML5. So you can partially replace some UI with HTML5, or you can totally recreate the user interface with HTML5. This means that the design is very easy. Everybody has some HTML designers, and you can achieve very attractive user interface. And all the data and business logic and synchronization is handled by our application. So this is a sample demo application for restaurants, where you enter a restaurant, you have a menu, and you can place an order. And of course, all this is kept in dynamic CRM server, so the app is connecting to the server. Here are the customer, some of the customer examples. We got the AutoZone, which is used to be the largest online US customer. They do a car parts, and they this is interesting example because it's a really large company, and they have used just the Woodford for the customization, so they didn't need the studio. Usually, the larger the customization, the more customizations they need, and therefore they decide to choose the studio. But this one was another example. The second one is Oslo Commune. Those are the firemen and in Oslo, and the inspectors are checking up the houses. They do some revisions, and they need to input some data. And these firemen told us that Resco Mobile CRM actually helped to save many lives already. Merial is a Sanofi company. Sanofi, in terms of size, is comparable to Pfizer. It's also a drug company or a healthcare company. Merial is a branch of it. It's one of the largest animal healthcare company in the US. And we got Banco Dental, which is the largest dental care provider in the US. And what Banco did was it bought a couple of hundred mobile users for their sales reps. And what started to happen was that the rest of the sales reps started to came to their bosses saying that, okay, I will use my own iPad. Just give me the Resco Mobile CRM. I want to use it. So they just replaced their whole sales force with the iPad. So they were not using the laptops anymore. Just our business model, something very little. We are creating a chain of our partners, and we do a third and fourth level support for the customers. So if customer run through some bugs, or he needs to help with synchronization or whatsoever, we do it. Also, we are creating, adding some new features. We do regular updates. This year, we're going to have our sixth update coming in December. Just to let you know, this year in 2012, we created online mode. We added maps, GPS tracking. We created Windows 8 platform, activity feeds. We created form rules and validations. And there's a significant update coming this year as well. So there are lots of improvements just in 1 year, and there's more coming. We are fixing bugs, and the partners usually provide the customization for the customer, and they provide also a certain level of support, and they can earn some commission or negotiate some discount for the customer if they will. But of course, if you are okay with the free application, you are ready to use it right away, you can just download it. But if you need customizations, you will need the license. Here are our partners in Denmark. Evenate is a branch of two companies, the Microsoft and Accenture. So it's an IT solution provider working only or solely with Microsoft technologies. And it's our worldwide partner, so it's also in Denmark. Then we have Epsilon CRM, which is a Swedish company with a lot of opportunities in Denmark. And we have a new partner called MicroPartner. And you can call these companies, or you can also contact me if you want to become our partner. Here's my contact information. I'm marketing and partner channel manager. You got my number. You can download the presentation afterwards. And here's our website. You can find also the prices in there. And I got some next steps for you. You can take my business card. It's located over there near the corridor. So when you are leaving, just take the card. And in case you want to contact me, you will have your information. The second step is you should get the Dynamics CRM server. If you have it already, it's good for you. Then you can download the free app from either from the App Store, Google Play Market, Windows Phone Marketplace, or from our website. And you can just connect it to your server, and you are ready to go. And the fifth step is just optional. You can get the license if you need customizations, if you need your custom fields and custom entities, and do some other things as well. So Q&A, as the expert, I'm not sure if I'm the expert. I'm certainly not a technical person, but I'll be glad to answer your questions if I can. Yes? For ERP, you mean? The question was that gentlemen have seen our website, and we have also a mobile ERP product which looks very similar, and it's intended to connect to NAC, now AX GPSL. I have to say the mobile ERP project was discontinued, but we are coming up very shortly with a new product called XRM Mobile Framework, and it should be available within 3 weeks. And it's going to have same user interface, very similar. All the functionality will be same, but it will be able to connect potentially to any type of server, and it will be also very easily customizable. It will come with its own middleware, and if you just send me an email, I can send you some more info about it. We're gonna make some webinar for partners and customers, and you can participate to know more about this technology. Are there any other questions? Yes, please. Product lines in the free app, you mean? They are not available. I don't think so. You will need a customized version. Are there any other questions? Okay, so I just received yesterday an email that we should tell all the participants to evaluate the session. And I know that I'm a very terrible presenter, so thank you for staying awake during the past hour. And you can leave me some feedback so I'll know what should I work on. Thank you.